When are you expecting to see Bowser prices rise in Tasmania off the back of what happened in Saudi Arabia over Friday and Saturday?
Well, I think we'll see Bowser prices rise almost immediately. There's very little lag in prices compared to the crude oil price. The crude oil price jumped 15% overnight. So, and we'll see that jump in Bowser prices, I think, almost immediately.
Andrew, can I just get you to bellow into the phone for me? We're not on speakerphone, are we?
Yeah, we are. Sorry, hang on.
Sorry, if you can take me off speakerphone, that would be you'll sound a lot better.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. Andrew, so let's talk about this fascinating relationship between Australia, the fact that we produce oil, but that tends to be refined somewhere else, and that our refineries are closing. Firstly, why are Australian oil refineries closing if we produce oil ourselves?
Well, we're actually producing very little oil now compared to what we used to. The oil production in Australia last year was about 260,000 barrels. Now, that's down from a peak of over 500,000, almost 1 million barrels a day when the Gippsland Basin was full bore. But we use 1.1 million barrels every year. So we actually export most of that oil production, and then we import it back again at about 360,000 barrels we import, and that goes to four refineries in Australia. But those refineries are on the decline. We've shutting in enormous amount of refinery capacity over the last 10 years. So virtually all of our gasoline now is imported from Singapore.
And so literally you've got unleaded fuel as it would come out of the Bowser going into ships in Singapore and being brought here.
That's correct. Yep. Most of our oil price at the Bowser in Australia is actually geared to what they call MoGas 95. It's the price of 95 octane petrol in Singapore. And that's round about 60 cents a litre. And then we add on taxes and retail charges, wholesale charges on top of that to come up to the price. But essentially, yes, all of our oil price in Australia now is based on the Singapore refinery price.
So how much supply of unleaded and diesel do we actually have in Australia? If every ship stopped coming tomorrow, how much longer would we be able to keep the wheels turning?
Well, Australia is interesting. We have 28 days of reserve supply, and that actually is only a third of what's actually mandated by international treaty. It should be 90 days of supply. So we actually have 28 days. If everything stopped in about 4 weeks, we run out of petrol.
Why have we chosen to operate at one-third of what is internationally recommended?
This is a really moot point. It's actually been like that for a very long period of time. And it seems to be just a factor that the Australian government has been very tardy in mandating we actually have more storage capacity. They seem to be relying on the fact that we're close to Singapore. We have a little bit of our own refinery capacity, but nowhere near enough. So it's actually been a problem now for over a decade.
Where do we store this? Where are they? When we talk about a reserve storage, a reserve storage where? Do we have giant tanks in different parts of Australia where this petrol can be stored?
Well, we have the terminals. Most of the refining capacity in New South Wales has been shut down. That's the Caltex of Botany Bay, Clyde. And they all actually still have the tanks that they store. So we actually have the storage capacity in those refineries. We have refineries in Geelong and Altona in Victoria. And we have a refinery in Western Australia. So they have tank storage. You notice we have tank storage here in Hobart. So that's all part of that reserve storage.
Dr. Andrew Wadsley's our guest this morning, petroleum engineer, exploration and production consultant. Gee, so if the line got cut off from the mainland to Tasmania, how much supply do we have in Tasmania in tank storage, Andrew? Do we even know?
I'm not 100% certain. I don't think we really know exactly how much supply we have. It's probably not enough to keep us going for more than a couple of weeks.
Play this forward for us. I mean, if the reduction in refining capacity continues in Saudi Arabia. We've got tension in the Straits of Hormuz, where 40% of the world's oil flows through. If this continues, will you expect to see longer-term price rises on Tasmanian supermarket shelves and at the Bowser?
I think we will. Everything that, as you mentioned at the beginning, all of the imports into the country rely on the crude oil price, particularly shipping, and also obviously air price. Now, through the Straits of Hormuz, something like 20% of the world's production of oil at 100 million barrels a day goes through the Straits of Hormuz. That's at risk. There's a pipeline in Saudi that goes to the Red Sea. That's already been attacked twice by rebels from Yemen. Now, the US, which is now the world's largest producer, they export about 3 million barrels a day, which is a minuscule compared to the total consumption. And there's nowhere around the world where people can actually just turn on the crude oil. We're actually probably production constrained at the moment.
Interesting times. Andrew Wadsley, always good to chat. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Thank you.
Dr. Andrew Wadsley, petroleum engineer. You are Mornings around Tasmania.